yeah. was really special. It was really sweet. And that approval meant a lot for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if my mom was like, no, she's a hoe, I would have been like, oh. I'm not saying that that's what she was going to say.
No, I know. She would never say those words, by the
approval
way. Thing, she would never say the word hoe.
She doesn't even know what that word is. She would say prostitute. But
what? I don't think so either. I think she would say like, oh, I think she wouldn't use any of those words.
No, but that's the whole thing, is the approval actually meant a lot.
Welcome to the Backyards Combos. I'm Khadija.
And I'm Shondor.
And this week...
This weekend was actually pretty fun.
I think it was really fun.
I would give it a 7 out of 10. Damn. No, I dare say an 8 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
I got to be lazy. Yeah. I got to get my chores done. I got to clean my boots, which is a big deal for me for whatever
reason.
You
got an oil change.
I got an oil change. I cleaned the apartment.
You did. You said it would be better than the boat trip that we had last
week? Oh, no. The boat trip was fantastic.
That was fun.
That was like a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
This one was like really good because we got to hang out with our buddies.
Yes.
We got to talk to our family.
Yes.
It was a full weekend, but it wasn't like a stressful weekend.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yes.
It was chill the whole time, but it was still fun and there wasn't anything like, we didn't sit around too much.
No, we went out. We did stuff.
We went to a brewery.
We were active.
We were active members of society. And we got to talk to our family. I think that's what made the big difference for both of us. You got to talk to your family. I got to talk to my family. And it's just always a good time, you know, because your family, they get you, right?
They do. And you were talking to your family about a TV show that we watched.
We watched the documentary. So we did have a bit of a lazy day on Friday.
Yeah.
We watched Happy Shiny People, the documentary.
That was intense.
That was like...
It left me thinking differently.
You looked at me in a different light.
I did.
You're like, this is why you're so messed up.
No, I thought, but
it was just so interesting.
Because I
honestly wished it was more than 4 episodes.
Really?
I wished it was at least like 8 episodes.
Really?
I was getting really into it.
Yeah.
And it was very cathartic because if you haven't seen the documentary... It's about the Duggar family. And we all know the heinous activities that happened in that family. Very sad. Mm-hmm. But they also did a deep dive into the religious organization that the Duggar family was involved with.
Yep.
And
I think it was called IB...
The Institutes of Basic Life Principles. Something like that.
Yeah, IBLP or something.
It was Bill Gothard. That's what it was. It was Bill Gothard.
I have no clue who that was, but by the way.
It was weird. It was weird for me because I grew up in that religious organization.
Yeah.
I was adjacent to it.
Yeah.
I wasn't as deeply involved. Thank the Lord for that.
Yeah,
I was very lucky to have been able to dodge most
of the
heinous activities.
Because the people in the documentary were like describing things that they went through that was just pretty... Like...
The people in the documentary were controlled. Their whole life was controlled by that.
Yeah.
But we were just adjacent to it.
Yeah.
But even still, it was very cathartic looking at that documentary.
Yeah.
And kind of saying, oh, wow, other people have similar experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of people,
frankly,
actually,
they had a lot worse of an experience.
Yeah, there was a lot of people involved. There was like 100,000, they said.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, that's...
Like, yeah, it was intense.
Yeah.
It was interesting because, like, in the documentary, they showed Bill Gothard, of course. And I never thought in my adult years I would be in my own apartment in Florida... And seeing Bill Gothard's face on the screen. I never thought that would be a thing.
Yeah.
But it was a very good documentary. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so you should definitely... Well, we wouldn't recommend it. Just
I would recommend it to anybody. I think it's a... Even if you didn't grow up in that, like, you learned a lot from that.
I learned a lot.
Like,
I walked away
like,
with different thinking of, like, oh, this is how, like, you know...
This is how some people live their lives.
And it made... I feel like it made some people, like... It made... Put them in a position that they shouldn't be in, like, with the way that the whole, like, I'm not explaining this well, but I feel like it produced victims and like people
that was
were,
the whole mentality.
People who were gonna fall into victim mentality,
yeah.
especially like women, like
especially
the way that they were.
Women.
They were not allowed to do. They were had to follow a chain
they had
of
to be. So I used this term yesterday when I was talking to my siblings.
Yeah.
And the idea for women in that organization was to be the incubators for the next wave of militia. Like, that's what the whole thing was.
Yeah.
You're a woman, you gotta make babies. And that was the whole thing. It was really it was really just a disturbing documentary.
Yeah.
But that got us talking mm-hmm. about one of the things that they brought up in the show.
Yeah.
And that was arranged marriages. And in that show, arranged marriages were not portrayed in the best of light mm-hmm. because they were meant, women were meant to be the incubators for the militia. Yeah. But their whole thing in that show was, my father chose a man for me, and now this is the guy I'm married to.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I don't love him. We're not a team. I didn't choose him.
Right.
But now this is my life. And that got us talking about a whole arranged marriages.
Yeah, that got us down the road. I was also thinking about it because last week we had a conversation about people were saying their frustration in dating. And I was thinking about what happens if your parents played a role into your like your dating life. Like, yeah. What would it be like if your parent, like our parents were to choose someone for us? Or like,
I think your parents would have probably chose me. I would have gone in there, I would have met your dad, I would have stuttered a lot, and they'd be like, yeah, this is the one. This is the guy for my daughter.
I hope so. And
no, I think so.
I think your parents...
They really like you. I remember the first time you met my mom,
yeah.
I was like sitting on the couch, and we'd been dating for about a year mm-hmm. before you met my parents, because we grew up in Bill Gothard land, where like dating and all that was really verboten. It was... bad.
Yeah.
So like I brought you over to meet my parents a year into the relationship and you were thinking it was going to be a get out situation.
Oh my gosh.
I remember.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you're like, is your mom going to, what's going to happen?
My gosh.
What's going to
happen? I only thought.
Your coworker was so bad.
Oh my God. Yes.
When you told me your coworker was like, oh, you're going to meet your boyfriend's parents? You should watch Get Out. I was like, that is not a good friend. That's not a good friend. No good. No bueno.
We were talking about this, to be honest with you. My coworker was like, hey, you know, you should watch Get Out.
You should watch Get Out just so you know what you're in for. I'm like, why? Why are you saying such things?
Yeah.
But it all worked out really well because the point is after I brought you over to meet my parents mm-hmm. On my birthday.
Yes.
And it was like the one day of the year where I'm like, y'all have to be nice to me.
Yes.
You have to be nice to me. This is what I want. And they're like, okay, I'm scared because Bill Gothard said dating's bad. And I'm like, well, look at the Duggars and how that worked out for them. So anyway, so I brought you over. My mom met you. You had a great time. And afterwards, I was sitting on the couch and I was just chilling. And my mom says, you know what? I think she's a really nice girl.
I like that.
Yeah, it was really special. It was really sweet. And that approval meant a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if my mom was like, no, she's a hoe, I would have been like, oh, I'm not saying that that's what she was going to say.
No, no, she would never say those words,
the
by the
approval
way.
Thing,
she would never say the word hoe.
She doesn't even know what that word is. She would say prostitute. But
what? I don't think so either. I think she would say like, oh, I think she wouldn't use any of those words.
No, but that's the whole thing, is the approval actually meant a lot. And I think in a big way, and this isn't to like endorse arranged marriages, because mm-hmm. I'm not for that at all,
mm-hmm.
especially as we understand it. But in a big way, having your parents involved in your dating life isn't always a bad thing.
Well, let's read the articles. Let's see what they say.
Let's see what the article says.
Because
I
don't know how, like, it's good to have your parents' involvement, but like I wouldn't say like to the point that they're like I don't know. So
well,
this article that you have.
Okay, so we're transitioning.
So, I don't... Oh my gosh.
Calm down. Okay, so there's an article that we have. And it's actually from NBC News. And it's not from New York Post. So we're changing things up on you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
It's actually like a... Well, it's not a real news article, but it's less fake than usual. So
yes.
It's got some...
It's not a smart article.
It's not smut, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the article is entitled, Sick of Swiping, Some South Asian Americans Consider Arranged Marriages. Now, South Asian Americans, I think, based on this article, refers to like folks who came from India.
Okay.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from the article.
Yeah, I think that's the thing too.
And so because I have very poor reading abilities,
yes,
and even worse pronunciation, I'm going to refer to all the people in this article as Stud and Bay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to butcher someone's name because of my ignorance. I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah.
So at the end of so what I really took away from this article was that they started it off by kind of, I guess you could say debunking what people typically think of as arranged marriages. When you hear the term arranged marriage, what do you think?
People, your parents forcing you into a marriage.
Forcing, that's the key word, forcing.
Yeah.
And so what this article started off by saying was that, it's not really about forcing. Mm-hmm. In like the modern definition of this activity, it's more so your parents are setting you up on a blind date with someone that they think is a good match for you.
Oh.
And so that's not necessarily what we normally think of as arranged marriages, mm-hmm. but I think there is some validity in having your parents say, hey, we think this is a good match for you. Because let's be honest, our parents have lived longer than us.
Yeah.
Like by definition, they have. And so I really enjoyed the article because they start off by saying, this is what you think it is. But in reality, the way it's practiced in a lot of cultures is it's just your mom saying, that cute neighborhood boy, he seems nice. Do you want to go date him?
Yeah.
So that's not really an arranged marriage as we see the term. Mm-hmm. It's more of a supporting role from your parents.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really interesting, you know, way to start off the article.
Yeah.
But they went into it, and they what really struck stood out to me was that in this article, the big focus that they had was the frustration of the younger generation with the dating apps.
Oh.
They were all sick of the dating apps. They were sick of swiping. They were sick of swiping right, sick of swiping left. They were sick of the games.
Everyone is.
In the article, they said something like, well, you're going to meet up or you're going to ghost them. Mm-hmm. Like, they knew the frustrations that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
But they also were using their parents and their knowledge to help them find someone who's a better match for them. Mm-hmm. And what I think is a good thing about that, one of the pros, is that if your parents are, like, you know, talking to the potential partner, they're going to weed out the creeps really fast.
Yeah.
They're going to take the creeps and go, oh, no, you're 55 and my daughter's 19. You probably shouldn't be hanging around here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Yeah. And, you know, in that way, you can rely on your parents and their knowledge and their experience to help guide you on finding a good partner. Yeah. And I thought that was really important. But then if you look at the cons for that whole thing, now you're dating someone your parents chose.
Which is, no one wants to date. I think people are getting better, like, okay, my parents probably might have some knowledge about what they, you know.
They might know a lot.
Yeah.
Of course they know a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, do you really want to date someone who's just like your dad? Do you really want to date someone who's just like your mom? No, you don't. You want to date someone who's more fitting for you.
Yeah.
So that's where we hit, like, some rocky waters. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, with the article that you have,
you might be forced.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other side of this whole thing. You might be forced to marry somebody that you don't love, that you don't trust. But because that's what you are told to do.
Or expected of you.
Expected to do. Now you're in a marriage with a partner that you don't trust.
Yeah.
So do you want to pull up what you had?
So I got this from r/ arranged marriage. And it's just pretty much a bae. I'm going to call her bae.
Yeah.
She's 30 years old. And she got into this arranged marriage that she just wanted to fulfill for her family.
So, like, she was trying to meet her parents' expectations.
Yes. Oof. So her older sister was emotionally, like, abused in a marriage, and she helped her escape all that.
So is that an arranged marriage for her older sister?
She didn't mention.
I would have to assume it was. Mm-hmm.
So she helped her sister get out of a relationship, and it went against, like, the family tradition. Like, that's not what you do.
That's a big no-no in a lot of cultures. It brings shame.
Mm-hmm. Because divorce is also, looked down upon, you know?
But, I mean, let's be honest here. Like, there's a place for divorce.
But not in her family's cultures.
Yeah.
So years after her sister had gotten divorced, her sister and her family, like, was pressuring her to start finding a partner.
So she's 30, and they're like, you got to find a man and get out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were all, like, kind of like, hey, you should do this because this will kind of redeem us because, you know, your sister,
That's too much pressure on someone. That's too much pressure to put on a single person.
It is.
You have to redeem us from your sister's marriage that we arranged that didn't work out. Like, that's no good.
Mm-hmm. And they also were hoping, like, they was going to help their younger brother to kind of restore, like, for him when he was going to get prepared for marriage. So that was kind of the main thing.
I'm not digging it.
I know. So she agreed, hoping that it would be, hoping for the best, pretty much. So
she agreed to an arranged marriage?
She agreed to a marriage.
Oh, yikes.
Mm-hmm. So she married a man who appeared to have, like, similar background and values as her parents. Similar values and background as her.
That's good.
She said his parents were welcoming, and he was, at first, seemed understanding and kind. But then, after a while, she noticed that, like, oh, she was wrong.
So they didn't try to get out her right away, but they waited a little bit.
They didn't get her out.
No, I mean, like, get out, like, the movie title.
I see. They didn't try to trap her.
Yeah, but it sounds like they were luring her along.
Maybe. I think they were actually the same background. So it wouldn't be like a get out type of situation, because that would mean they're two separate backgrounds.
Okay, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. She had never been in a relationship. This is her very first time.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea of, like, being physical or having sex just in general was kind of, like, daunting to her.
Of course.
And so she wanted to build a trust and emotional connection first before she got intimate with her husband.
Oh.
But her husband wasn't interested in that or her feelings. So he pressured her from the start, which made her feel violated and scared. And then she tried to communicate this to him, and hoping that he would be able to build gradual trust in the relationship. But the man saw it as, like, a denial of his rights.
A denial of his rights?
Mm-hmm. Because, remember, her parents, I'm assuming with the arranged marriage, you have to pay for all these things or something like that.
There is a dowry involved a lot of times, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is weird. To me, at least.
So now she's a month in, and she feels a sense of repulsion against her husband.
Yikes.
And the thought of being physically close makes her feel nauseous. But the idea of leaving is equally unbearable, because it's going to bring shame to the family, or stigma against, there's a stigma against divorce.
Oh, yeah.
So she feared leaving would only bring shame to her family, but also negatively affect her brother. So she's looking for guidance in any form of support. She just wants to know, like, how to navigate it, pretty much. And, like,
oh my goodness, that's a lot to unpack.
That is a lot to unpack.
So I was coming at it from, like, a kind of a positive angle, but you really highlighted how bad the coercion can really be in these situations.
Yeah. So I think in the family, that's just what you expect. Like, when you have traditions, every family has a certain tradition. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming their family is used to this type of process. Like, hey, we find you a partner, you marry this person, whether you know them or not.
Well, hang on. Isn't that a self-perpetuating cycle of despair? I mean, if you think about it, her mom probably didn't love her dad when they first met.
I don't think
she
so.
She said, this is the way it works. Mm-hmm. You gotta grit your teeth and tell yourself that you're happy. And this poor person, this poor woman, I'm not going to even call her bae, because this story is sad.
Yeah.
But this poor woman, she was forced into a relationship that she never wanted, and she's with a man who doesn't respect her feelings and refuses to listen to her, which ties into what we've always been talking about, communication, always, you know?
Yeah. I feel like arranged marriage, I mean, if you are open to the idea of having your parents involved, like your article was saying, that they don't think about it as being forced, they think about it as, like, oh, I'm having my parents help me choose a partner.
Not a bad thing.
No, because sometimes it is good to get, like, a different perspective and look on something, because sometimes you may not be able to see some of the red flags, but since your parents have been in a relationship for a long time, they may actually be able to see some red flags that you may not have been able to see, you know? And so I think it's not a bad idea for your parents to be involved. I just don't think that's I don't think it's okay to be involved to the point that you're actually forcing me. Like, once my rights are being given up, I think that's, personally, I wouldn't want to be married.
Well, what really bothered me about what you were saying from that story on Reddit, from that, you know, that whole thing was, he felt like his rights were being taken away from her when she wouldn't. She wasn't comfortable sleeping with him.
Yeah.
It was his rights. And so a lot of times in arranged marriages, I agree. I think if you're a smart person and you have someone that you want to make your partner, run them by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
See what mom and dad think. There's so much insight that they can give you. And of course, what worked for them might not work for you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's good to get their input. But what you just talked about was this mechanism of control.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like a very patriarchal dominated sort of situation where the woman is treated as a commodity, not really as a person.
Yeah.
And I think that's where so many people get, you know, really disturbed
mm-hmm.
by the idea of arranged marriages, because women aren't treated as people.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really big problem. So there's got to be a balance.
I think so too. I feel like in her situation, I feel like she was like, to have to do this because you want to bring, you know, erase the shame that your family's
your
feeling.
Sister.
Yeah.
Well, your sister did it. She's not responsible for her sister's actions.
No.
But she's coerced into this awful relationship
yeah.
with a guy she doesn't even love or respect,
mm-hmm.
who treats her like property.
Yeah.
That's a really big problem.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to be in arranged marriage?
Well, I'm a man, so that sounds pretty great. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. No, that was... No, but I mean, no. And as a man, I wouldn't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's bad for both men and women.
Yeah.
I think if you have, in this case, the story that we're discussing, you have a wife that your parents chose for you, and your wife really didn't have any say
mm-hmm.
in it, I would be humiliated as a man.
Mm-hmm.
If I was with a woman who did not want to be with me, I would be disgusted with myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's something people really need to understand
mm-hmm.
because the cycle is perpetuating.
I mean, do you think parents' involvement should be like, should come back into like relationships?
I think it's a huge, I think so. I think parents should be involved in relationships to a very limited degree.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my mom to like you.
Yeah.
I wanted my parents to approve.
Yeah.
And if they didn't, I would have said, well, you are against me dating anyway, just on principle. So
I remember you said that. Yeah.
I was like, well, that doesn't factor in too much,
mm-hmm.
but it would be really nice,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when your dad like met me and we got along pretty well, as well as two Tauruses can get along, it meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
When your mom and your grandma and your dad liked me, I was like, this is really good.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when you're with somebody, you're also with their family.
Mm-hmm.
You can't separate them entirely from their family.
Yeah.
So you are kind of
dating. And I was hoping that your parents would like me too, actually. I was, because I knew how much of a role they were going to play into our life. I was thinking long term, like, oh, you want the parents to like you because, like, hypothetically, if we got married, you'd be married into the family, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like,
well,
you can't really avoid them.
And even if you're not married, you're still part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole marriage thing is overrated in a lot of cultures. And at the end of the day, it comes down to if you're willing to be with a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it very clear to my parents after a year of us being together that this is the person I want to be with.
Yeah.
And they said, right on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't say that because, you know, they're not, you know, they're not surfers.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was their approach, and I felt really good.
Yeah.
And then your dad, you know, was like, well, it could be worse. And that made me feel really good, too.
Yeah. And also, like, there's different religions who have, like, different rules for, like, you know,
yeah.
how you can date and stuff. You know, there's so many different religions. You got Christianity, Catholic, a bunch of different religions, and how they decide, like, how...
Well, a lot of religions mm-hmm. demand that the person you're going to be with is
mm-hmm.
part of your religion.
Yeah.
Some people demand that you're part of the same race. People have weird ways of segregating each other,
mm-hmm.
I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And religion's a big one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you should ever write people off based on their religion.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like a really hardcore Catholic and you go to Mass every day and your husband isn't, well, maybe that might be difficult. That yeah. might cause some problems.
I mean, it depends like what kind of religion there are, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's say that they went from, like, she's Catholic and her husband is like
Protestant.
I don't think that's too far because it
well,
kind
that's
of
funny because it is.
Okay.
Like the Protestants and the Catholics have burned each other alive for
mm-hmm.
hundreds of years. We always think it's the Christians and the Muslims, but the Protestants and the Catholics did the exact same thing to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of we have to think exactly alike, it might help out in the relationship.
Yeah.
If you guys have similar values and similar beliefs, but also at the same time, you don't want to be writing off all the other people in the world because they wear different colored hats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's where arranged marriages can get a little bit sticky because,
mm-hmm.
like, well, his hat, he has a different hat that he wears.
Mm-hmm.
He's no good. Well, yeah. What if that's the person that's best suited for the daughter or the son?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that I was also on another subreddit where it was, like, Catholic dating, and they were having this whole debate on whether or not that it was, like, okay to date someone who wasn't, like, in their religion. And it was, I think it's r/Catholic dating.
Wow. And you're going on all the weirdo Reddits, the subreddits.
They had a whole poll that said, is being non-Catholic or non-practicing Catholic a deal breaker? And the votes were very high for yes, both are deal breakers. So they had yes, both are deal breakers. No, I can work with critical, like a cultural Catholic, and
oh,
no,
man.
As long as they're open. So a lot of people thought that not being a Catholic is a deal breaker.
So a lot of people are just closed-minded.
Mm-hmm. I mean, religion does play a role into dating. Like, you know what I mean?
Does.
If you guys aren't on the same, like, there's certain things. There's
especially when there's cultural expectations.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about with your story,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of cultural pressure for her to date a guy who's just like her.
Yes.
And maybe that's not the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe you learn from other people by interacting with other people.
Listen, I agree with you 100%, but like, who are we trying to convince? Like her parents?
We're just talking, well.
Like, that's what her parents believe, and, you know, she agreed. She actually agreed to, like, this
but
article.
But she didn't agree out of her own free will. She agreed because she was coerced.
She was, yes. Yeah,
she was pressured.
Yes.
She felt all this way to marry a man she didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you are in charge of your own life.
Yes.
And you definitely, like without a shadow of a doubt, you want your parents' involvement in all aspects of your life,
mm-hmm.
because they lived at least 15 years longer than you.
Mm-hmm.
They know something. They have ideas. They learned things that you don't even know about yet.
Yes.
So of course you want them involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are getting so fed up with these dating apps. I think there's a place for parents in relationships.
I definitely think that.
But also,
yeah.
Don't ever let yourself be coerced or pressured or forced into something you're not comfortable with, because at the end of the day, it's your life. Whatever worked for your parents, my parents, you know, they thought Bill Gothard was the bee's knees. Didn't work out
gosh,
for me.
Not that word.
No, but we're
such a millennial.
Is that a millennial thing to say?
Bee's knees is so, I don't
it's,
know.
It's
like,
a
I don't
boomer
like
phrase.
I do not like
it's,
even
it's
said it at all.
Such
like,
a
it's just
old,
so,
it's an old guy's thing.
Yeah.
It's,
anyways, yeah.
It's old.
Your parents thought Bill Gothard was like,
yeah, but Bill Gothard didn't work out for me.
The one person to
follow. He didn't work out for me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever worked out for them, it worked out for them, but it doesn't mean it's going to work out for me.
Yeah.
Because we're all individuals. We're all our own people at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make your own decisions, especially when it comes down to a partner. But if everyone in your family is saying this guy's a scumbag, maybe listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Advice versus control. That's what we're talking about
yes.
here.
Yes, yes. And I feel like going back to that arranged marriage article, like she agreed because she felt
like she had no other option.
She was told that like if she does this, this will bring like the shame will go away. Like the shame will go away from the family, and that this will be better for her like brother.
But why is that her problem at all? Like if that's what I'm so hung up on. Why is her sister bringing shame to the family? Probably because arranged marriage didn't work out for her. Well, you know, why are you making the next sister suffer?
It's,
and
I don't
for
know.
The
I
younger
don't know
brother,
where, I don't know where they live, you know, but like they might live in a culture where it's. She said it was. Divorce is a no-no. It's looked down upon.
That
like,
used to
it's,
be.
It's a rule. It's
well,
a,
let's be honest here, right? So in the 50s, divorce was a big no-no.
Yes.
Oh, they were divorced. Oh, gosh. Oh, have. Oh no. Oh, no.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, so was dating black people. You know what I'm saying? These things change and they go away because they're outdated and they're dumb. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Sometimes the thing that people hold on to are just dumb.
Yeah.
And why would you continue a cycle of something that's dumb?
But you have to understand, like, that's what they believe. You know what I mean?
Then you gotta grow up.
Why are you gonna tell someone what they should believe? We're just, like, for her.
You don't ever.
Like, for us, we personally wouldn't be. Enjoy like arranged marriage, but I think we would enjoy like having our parents
I think if our parents knew each other and like our parents were like, hey, your daughter, my son,
which is so funny.
That's true, isn't it?
And we've been together for like 8 years and they have not met yet.
Well, we also live in Florida.
I know, but like the reasons before was because we wanted to make sure timing was right.
Well, I was scared of my parents. Like, they didn't like dating, all right? So, yeah. First of all, dating was a big no-no.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you're talking to a woman? How dare you? I'm like, Dad, I'm 25. Like,
you were 22.
22. I was still a young buck. No, but that's what I'm saying is that they have to play a role. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that if our families knew each other, I think your parents would probably say, hey, he's all right.
And I think we've been in it for so long that like at this point, I hope that they would
I think they would get along really well.
We still need to like make a trip so they can meet each other. I don't know why we've waited. I didn't want to like have them meet for a long time.
Well, I think we're both just scared of our parents.
Yeah.
You're scared of your parents. I'm scared of mine.
Well, because our parents grew up differently. Like the way that my parents were, like religion was played a role, but it wasn't one of those things where it was like Bill Gothard, where like the, you know, everything was
dominated.
Yes, everything was dominated. Like you still had, freedom to choose whether or not you wanted to go to church one day or not. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, we have to go to church and we have to do this and we're gonna sit down and we're gonna do, like, you know what I mean?
Stand up, sit down, kneel.
Yeah,
do
and push-ups. Your family, you know them best. So
well, I mean, that's how it is. Yeah. You know, and sometimes, you know, you gotta find out who you are in yourself.
Yeah.
And so, going back to what I was saying, mm-hmm. about the positive influences, I was telling my buddy this. I was like, listen, dude, if you find a new girl, introduce them to your sister. See what she has to say.
Yes.
And your family knows you better than you probably know yourself.
Oh, 100%. Like, my parents was telling... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You had a really...
I was going to say, my parents was saying they liked you and, like, you know... So they're like, find someone who's gonna like you for all your quirks, and I'm like, what quirks? I was like,
normal.
I had no clue I had quirks, but it was so funny because my mom had said that, not those exact words, but she was like, you know, Chandra loves you for your quirks, so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a post on Instagram, mm-hmm. right? I'm on the gram, all right?
Oh, my God. You're no longer a millennial.
Trying to be young.
You're a boomer. No.
I'm a boomer?
No one says the gram. Who says the gram?
I thought that was what the kids say.
What?
Do they even...
Insta
they go,
is like the...
Insta?
You never
I'm heard? Not going to say Insta.
You're a boomer. Anyway, it's okay.
I'm an old man.
It's
you know
fine.
This. That's why you love me. You thought I was 75 when you met me. You're like, this guy...
I felt like you were mature when I first met you.
Mature? You mean old as hell?
You had like an old, like...
You had an old man vibe. Wow.
I liked older men. I didn't know how old you were.
We don't want to talk about
anyway,
that.
Anyway, so continue
you
with
like
your...
You like older men.
Yeah, continue with your...
You completely derailed me. And you called me an old man. Where was I going?
You said you were on Insta.
Oh, yeah. I saw a post repeatedly mm-hmm. on Instagram. On Instagram.
Oh,
all
my
right?
gosh.
Yeah, we're calling it by its full
name. You're so cringe. And me saying cringe is weird, too. Like,
we're old.
Anyways, continue.
Yeah. No, when I saw this post, and it was like, your husband will love you for who you are.
Yes.
Your mom will love you for being her daughter. Your siblings will love you for being their sister. And your kids will love you for being their mother, mm-hmm. but your man will love you for who you are. And I was going to send that to you, and I was like, yeah, babe, that's right. You better appreciate it.
It's so funny. Like, we're 8 years in this relationship, we're still sending each other things like, you better appreciate the fact that
you love me, right? Here's a picture of monkeys holding each other. That's us. Like, what? No, what? Here's a cat video. Angry cat's mad at her husband. It's like, okay.
It's fun. It's fun.
You
it's
gotta nice. Keep it fun.
You do gotta keep it fun. But yeah, I feel bad for this person who's in this arranged marriage and like feel like she's pressured rather than it's, and like her having to have in relations or physical contact.
That's really messed up. Mm-hmm. I think that's really not cool.
Yeah.
Like in all sorts of definitions, that's super not cool.
I mean, like but she has no choice because like the but way that she probably does. No, she doesn't because she was in this arranged marriage. It might have been money. There might have been like some type of dowry involved. So the man, like, imagine.
Why is money involved with people?
I don't know, but
come on.
But think about it this way, right? Imagine if, like, hypothetically.
I paid you, so I own your daughter? What kind of backwards. That's literally what they're saying.
Yeah, literally.
In a lot of these situations, mm-hmm. when there's a dowry involved, mm-hmm. you're literally paying the father to own his daughter.
Yes, that's how it is.
Which is so.
Your property of.
It's anti-American.
Your property of. Your father, and so your father gets to make those decisions about
that's
you.
What they were saying in that Duggar documentary.
Yeah.
It's super backwards
mm-hmm.
because people aren't property.
No, we're not slaves. We're not going back in time. We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. You're looking at me like I'm saying we should, but we're not.
No, I know.
Super not for that.
Sorry, I don't know why that one felt.
For legal reasons, the Backyard Convo is against all swarms of slavery.
Anyways. No, but
no, it's messed
we're not going
up.
Back in time.
It's so
but
dumb.
Yeah, like so for
like,
her. Yeah,
it's just bad.
So for her parents to like, hey, you know, you have to do this. We're gonna give your husband money to marry you, and you
well,
have
hang
to.
Hang on. So the husband had to give the father money to marry her.
Yes.
That's what our buddy was going through,
mm-hmm.
because the dowry thing. Is actually real.
Yeah.
In like medieval culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying, I am now buying your daughter from you,
mm-hmm.
which is, let's be honest, really messed up.
I mean, we keep saying that. Like, we keep saying it's messed up. We know it's messed up. They don't have a choice for the most part. I mean, if you do, you can, well, you do, you have a choice, but you can divorce the man and then you can probably be like.
But then you're alienated
from
your
family
forever. That's so backwards.
Yeah.
What you have to do is let people decide for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we first started dating,
mm-hmm.
my parents were against the idea of dating just in general.
Yeah.
It wasn't you. It wasn't me. They thought the idea of dating was bad.
Yeah.
And you have to say, well, I'm going to live my own life.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where these institutions of control are so dominating because they take that ability away from you.
Mm-hmm.
They make you feel like you have to be with a man you don't love.
Mm-hmm.
They make you feel like you have to be bought and sold,
yeah,
like merchandise,
mm-hmm.
it's no good.
Yeah.
And so what you really have to do is just look at the institutions that are controlling you, and you have to be able to say to yourself and to other people, no, I will not participate.
But you have to remember, like, going back to that show we were watching, Shiny Happy People, and you were saying how, like, you know, there was a situation where one of the Duggar ladies was arranged marriage to another person. A lot of times when they've that type of institute made her so she couldn't have those thoughts for her. It started from the beginning. Like for her to say no, I don't want to do this would have taken her courage to do that, but she was trained
since birth.
Yes.
Since birth.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
she did say, nah, not for me.
No, do you think it's so easy?
I don't think it's easy.
The way you
I
say,
I know it's not easy.
Yeah,
I
so
have
like
to
if
do
you,
this.
You have to remember, like, from birth she was trained from like she whatever age she is. You've got 10 years, a whole decade, 20 years.
19 years.
Yes.
She was 19 years
so
old
she
when she got married.
She was almost close to 2 decades of being trained in how to act, how to approach, how to think, how to do things. It's not gonna be overnight. Oh. I'm just actually not going to do this.
No,
when
I'm
you've
not
been trained
saying.
For 2 decades, like, of course you're going
to
say yes.
They tried to do the same thing to me.
Yeah.
But you have to fight it, and you have to say
well, you
no.
also have to remember that you're a male. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I'm
you're
not,
completely
I'm not
right.
Trying
no,
to
you're
like,
right. You're right.
Yeah, like...
Like, women are extra subjugated in mm-hmm. those. Yeah, you're completely right.
Yeah, like,
as a man, you can tell your wife what to do, and if she doesn't do it, then blah blah blah.
In that TV show, they had the hierarchy where the husband's in the charge, man. The women is right,
and
underneath,
women are treated as commodities.
Right,
yes, yeah,
so right underneath that.
I completely get what you're saying.
Yeah, so she's been trained for almost two decades, to be a servant to her family, and then when she wasn't a servant to her family, she was going to be a servant to her father. So then, like, it's not going to be come out of nowhere.
A
she's
servant
gonna,
to her husband.
To her
right?
husband.
Yeah.
It's not going to come out of nowhere for her to be like, Dad, actually, I'm not going to do this, when she's been trained like this for years. So it's just one of those things that you know, unfortunately, it happens. But once it happens, like, and you're in that
and
situation.
The cycle continues.
Yeah.
The cycle of misery, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The mother tells her daughter she has to do this, because that's what the mother went through.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
It takes a tremendous amount of courage and gumption to say, I will not be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens as soon as you say that? The next cycle, your kid isn't part of that cycle.
Yeah.
You broke free.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens. And let's not discredit the boys in this one, right? So for the boys, it's a lot easier when you're in a patriarchal society, because then your parents just give you a woman that's gonna have to marry you.
Yeah.
It's even more damaging. I'm not gonna say more damaging,
uh-huh.
but it's equally damaging,
mm-hmm.
because now you have a generation of men who've never had to go out and find a woman.
Never had to
go out and deal with all
rejection.
They never grew up.
Yeah.
Both parties have never grown up, and we're going to sit here and say one is better than the other. No, one has the position of power, and that's the men. In these systems, the men have a position of power, and it's men are not equipped to deal with that level of power.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If a man has a woman who's like packaged and delivered like a stuffed ham,
mm-hmm.
men aren't in the position to deal with that emotionally.
Yeah.
So
like they haven't
everyone's
developed.
Being crippled.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's being emotionally stunted by this system.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe it worked for mom and dad. Doesn't mean it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
It means you need to break free.
Yeah. And see, that's what I'm saying. Since her question was, what does she do? Like, if she gets a divorce, like, she's like, what are her options, right? If she
bite
gets,
his off. That was a joke. That was supposed to. You're going to edit that out.
One of her options could be that she divorced. If she divorced, she gets.
But then she's shunned.
Yes.
She's ostracized.
Yes. So if she gets divorced, she gets her freedom back, but then she's like, her family's like, oh, you brought shame to us. Or you can have the option, she just stays in the marriage and then takes this type of, like, so-called... Because in a way, for her, she feels that she's...
obligated.
Yeah, obligated.
She's obligated.
To perform or, you know,
she's
physical contact to her man.
Man she doesn't love or respect.
Yeah.
It's, you know what you have to do as a human being?
Mm-hmm.
Is you have to say no. You have to say no. And if that means you live as a homeless person, you know what? Don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
Not funny. If that means you have to live as a homeless person, and that's what you decide to do because now you're free, that's what it matters.
You keep
you
saying
have
you,
to
you,
be
you,
free.
You're coming from a different perspective. You're still not understanding that coming from a female perspective, it is hard to say no because you're not only letting down your family, like that probably is supporting
but
you.
Why does it have to do with your family? You're in the bedroom. Why is your family involved?
Saying no to him?
Yes.
Well, that could lead to, again, he's never experienced rejection, right?
He sounds like a bit of a hard R, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so he's saying that, like, when she doesn't give her physical...
it's his right.
Right, so he's...
Maybe
he's might
a
become,
terrible
he
person.
He might end up becoming abusive towards her. He may be like, hey, you're not giving me physical, like
that's not good.
You know?
Oh, man. Yeah, okay.
So he might actually end up being abusive, might start hitting her, might start using
force.
Forcing her to do things she doesn't want to do. So, you know.
But as a human being,
mm-hmm.
You owe it to yourself as a human being.
Yes, as a human being, you owe it to yourself, but you have to understand. You're not understanding. You're not understanding.
Maybe I'm not.
You're not understanding.
Okay, I admit that.
Because, like, I don't want to, like, hypothetically, if you were in a situation you didn't want to be in, like,
I would not let myself be taken advantage of like that. But at the end of the day, you know what's stronger than that? Is the human spirit.
Okay.
And it comes down to a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying what we're talking about is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you have it in yourself at all times and fuck someone's day up. You know what I'm saying? It's not good.
But I think, honestly, personally, I wouldn't like if my parents set me up on a date.
No, of course not. Because what worked for them might not work for you.
Yeah. Things have changed.
You are different from your parents.
Yes.
Why would you expect what your parents did to work for you?
Yeah.
You have to make your own choices and your own decisions. And if anyone tries to impede on that, you have to be strong enough to say, no, back off.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yes.
That's your right as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know dating is really sucky for people, but at least, like, you know, you're not forced into a marriage by your parents. So if you guys enjoy this episode, please give us a like on our Spotify or pretty much all platforms, listening platform, including YouTube. You can follow us on our socials everywhere, literally Snapchat, Instagram, at the Backyards Convos. Other than that, stay safe, be cool, bye!